This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'll be on the hot seat on Thursday. Kathy's going to interview me. Lessons from 5-Minute University and what I have prototyped as the fix for undervoltage and overvoltage grid conditions. I don't think anybody else has done it. I don't think anybody else is going to do it. So you can hear it right here at USA Prepares. And you know, class, Herman wants me to detach. Dr. Shuley wants me to detach. Dr. Sergey wants me to detach. I can't do it. I can't do it. And if you want to know why, all you have to do is just listen to USA Prepares. It's impossible. Rich is with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Look, we all have to, being an American is not a spectator sport, folks. Everybody's got to speak up. We have to have uncomfortable conversations. So wait till I get to health care. We are seeing murders by the millions going on right now. And just like that commercial that was about what's happening with China, remember the articles I've given about testing swabs being contaminated. Just remember that, okay, folks? This is a depopulation arena we're living in right now. We're living in a Twilight Zone episode. Okay, I'm going to shortcut more here. I want to talk a little bit about election fraud, basically the Carrie Lake trial. And, you know, 48 out of 113 ballots that were reviewed, basically during the Carrie Lake challenge, were 19-inch ballots on 20-inch paper that was purposely designed to jam. This is willful incompetence when you put it in the wrong paper side like this. And just a couple more articles, and I'm going to move on. I've cut everything short over the break. Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richard caught in Carrie Lake trial admitting to not complying with the law in two ways. That's called lying. What's happening? Nothing. Next, there weren't any legal requirements for chain of custody, says an expert in the trial, Heather Honey, that destroys the Maricopa defense. They already had this planned, the outcome, from the beginning, folks. It's just like today's studies that go to Big Pharma. You get the money and the grants as long as the outcome is what they want it to be. Judge Peter Thompson, I want you to listen to this. Sit down, put your coffee down. I don't want any accidents. Judge Peter Thompson rules elections with broken machines in 60% of precincts, and no chain of custody for ballots are free, fair, and certifiable elections. The bars of standards and expectations are so low. Our judges, lawyers, politicians, and bankers have sold you out. You might as well make a blade of grass one of my dogs a judge. Nobody is doing their job. This is the common denominator, because when you're bribed, when you're blackmailed, when you're threatened, nobody is doing their job. And then on top of it, when you lower the bars of standards and qualifications for every job, you have all these different groups to choose from, and none of it is about being the best person for the job. Treason, tyranny, sellout, domestic terrorists, dissidents, authoritarianism, illegal anti-constitutional behavior. That's the theme of today's broadcast. Next, Kash Patel said the FBI colluded to overthrow the U.S. government and the House has the ability to get it all. Look, Kash, you're a great patriot, okay? I think the world of you. But no one's doing their job. You know, you can get all the evidence, proof, and facts and truth in the world. But if a judge is bought and paid for, nothing happens. the Twitter files that are still being disclosed to the public, with FBI, literal, being involved in election fraud. And these people, and by the way, in this omnibus bill, we're giving millions, if not billions, of dollars to the FBI to go after us and to build them a new building. And just think what the Twitter files expose. How about the Facebook files? How about Instagram files? How about WhatsApp, TikTok, Google, Reddit? What about those? What about Snapchat? What about Netflix? What about Microsoft? What about YouTube? It's all a scam. Look, they have these, well, just like Twitter, when they found these secret portals of communications for the Democrats and the sellout Rhino Republicans. They have tons of secret comms, folks, many different ways. I'm sure they have phones that could do it. Look, this is not new technology. Do you remember during World War II, the Germans had an Enigma machine? And it was encrypted. It was very difficult for the Allies to figure it out. Someone finally did, but it was an ingenious method. This is back in World War II in the 40s. Okay, I got to move on here because McConnell, I'm going to move to a little economics. I've basically omitted the lead 90%. McConnell,
before you do, Rich.
Sorry?
Rich, before you move away from election fraud, are you going to talk about this representative elect from the grand old party, the Republicans from Long Island, New York, George Santos, who is an absolute fraud?
They just mentioned him on the last commercial. I was just
shortcutting
here, but yeah, he lied about everything, including his own sexuality. Apparently, look.
He was married. Now he says he's a homo. He's got a boyfriend, maybe a husband. He says he worked for Goldman Sachs. He worked for Citigroup. Those were lies. He said he went to college. And he said, well, you know, actually, I didn't do that. So he came clean after the fact. He has been selected. He is going to be a U.S. congressman. He's a homosexual. He's a lying sack of protoplasm. And he's going in that way. He's going into Congress with all that baggage. That's what Long Island has selected as their guy. So not only do we have election fraud at the counting machines, we've got election fraud from the people who are claiming to be things they're not, embellishing their resumes. This guy is a total fraud. He is a fraud right up there with Sam Bankman fraud, except the difference is he isn't in a crypto scheme. He is in a representative scheme.
Look, how much fraud? I've given millions of examples. We're funding the FBI with this omnibus bill. I just gave a few examples. When they were caught doing election fraud on the Twitter files, how about the Whitmer kidnapping plot? How about the SWAT raids on conservatives? How about the January 6th plans to choreograph an insurrection, which was to hide the true insurrection of election fraud? How about the infiltration of Proud Boys? How about the secret subpoenas during Spygate? Look, our whole country is a fraud, Vince. That's why I'm trying to give this information so people can do something. Kerry Lake, you need to have a trial on the street. Get a private venue and have and create a grand jury, present the evidence, because the powers that be, the whole system is corrupt to the bone, Kerry. You need to do this. Okay, I want to mention a couple of economic things here. Really quick, McConnell says he's proud of the $1.7 trillion spending bill, which funds Planned Parenthood and woke gender programs. Next, Arizona government forced to dismantle $80 million of cargo container wall that he just built. Look, this guy is a rhino in Arizona. He's a traitor. He put that up there so the federal government can say take it down to create precedence where the state has precedent over the federal government. You see what they're trying to do, folks? That's part of the PSYOP. Next, the worst earnings recession since 2008 could hit stocks next year, stocks are vastly overpriced. The only reason stocks are overpriced, folks, and hasn't gone down, has nothing to do with it's for the pensions. It's the fact that the top 7% of Americans and worldwide people own most of the stock market. They're being protected. Billions of dollars are sent to Ukraine, but we could build 7 450-mile border walls along the U.S.-Mexico border. And we're funding other borders, and all that money, we could build seven, just from the billions sent to Ukraine, we could build seven border walls. Next, mass chickens are culled, just like you were saying, with cows and all this stuff, under the guise of avian influenza outbreak. It's just a malicious attack on the food supply, folks. That's why you have to look at getting skill sets and gardening and all this other stuff. There's glyphosate. There's mechanical and chemical pastures and soil destroyed. You got to look at nutrients and vitamins in the soil. That's what makes the plants viable. It's not the pretty plant. It's the nutrients and vitamins in the soil that makes the plant worth eating. Okay, you need to think about edible medicinal plants. You just got to concentrate on your overall health. Right now, we just hit 100 million Americans on Medicaid. Medicaid is basically translated to welfare. And all these millions of people coming over the border, most of them are going to be on welfare. It's a Cloward and Piven-style destruction to make everything break, okay? And we now have the share of young adults who are living with the parents the highest since the Great Depression. Now, Vince, I know you wanted to talk about a few things. I have some very disturbing information on healthcare and the vaccines. I've been doing this for over 2 years. Do you want me to go there? And then I have a whole rack of treason from our own people. Do you want me to go into healthcare, or do you want to talk about something different, Vince?
Rich, one of the things that I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is you came up with a great analogy. And we could probably call it your restaurant analogy. I think our class needs to know about that. They know about Minimax Regret. It also applies, Minimax Regret is minimizing your maximum regret. But your restaurant analogy dovetails with that. I think people need to have the Minimax Regret concept reinforced with the restaurant analogy. Would you mind doing that, please?
Yeah, well, basically when I talk about the restaurant analogy, folks, it means that we're in a state of commerce that you can no longer trust anybody right now. If you're giving, unless you really know them well, you got to make sure you're getting products and services from the people you do business with. And with the restaurant analogy, means that when you go into a restaurant, okay, you order the meal, you consume the meal, and then you pay for the meal because it's already been proven. That's the scenario that we're in right now. If somebody who sells products and services do not respond in kind, do not do what they say they're going to do, and then they ask for the money up front, there's no accountability for these people. And this is what we have to think about today. The restaurant analogy means that you pay after you get the product and service. And we'll be right back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I have a personal request. And it's really simple. If you find that there is a better content broadcast, better overall content broadcast, more reliable, more consistent, more concise, more accurate, please send me an email. I'd like to tune in and listen to it. More concise, more detailed, more accurate than USA Prepares. I'd like to know. Is there one? And you can send me an email at instructor@usapreparers.com. I will read your email on the air. I'd like to know, is there any broadcast anywhere in the world that's more reliable, more consistent, more accurate, more concise, has a broader scope, it's been on the air longer, more reliable than USA Prepares? Please let me know. I'd like to know. Back to you, Rich.
Thank you, Vince. Look, the reason why I go into healthcare, folks, is to save lives. I've gotten tons of compliments. A lot of people have contacted me and they said, thank you, you saved my life. But we got to pass it on. Okay, we can't just stop there. You have to have uncomfortable conversations with people. A lot of people don't want to hear it. I've had fathers and mothers come up to me and say, God, Rich, they have a tear in their eye. And I say, I gave the okay for my kids and grandkids to take this. What have I done? Okay, we have to move on. We have to educate. We have to talk about You know, this is why I also mentioned the solutions by physicians, researchers, and scientists. That's why they talk about ivermectin, they talk about hydroxychloroquine, they talk about chlorine dioxide, they talk about, you know, zinc, vitamin D3. These are all from physicians, researchers, and scientists. Rich does not make this stuff up. We're trying to save lives here. And it's working, because if you can tell, not just nationwide, but worldwide, there's probably 10% of the people taking the boosters today compared to the initial regimen of people taking the first two shots. So people,
Rich,
are
just a point of clarification.
And if I can just save one person's life over one broadcast episode, it's worth it. Okay, here we go, folks.
Rich.
This is healthcare. Dr. Derek Knaus, pardon my pronunciation, he tested 1,500 positive COVID-19 positive clients. And by the way, there's no valid test. The PCR test is fraud. The antibody test is fraud. We've proven this with published articles in the public domain and even admitted by the powers that be that it's fraud. But he tested 1,500 positive COVID-19 clients, and each and every one had influenza A or B, and now he's suing the CDC. You know, Dr. Derek, I applaud you for what you did and what information you've come out with, but again, you got to get through the bought and paid for, blackmailed judges, the whole system. This is why we need to start having trials on the street with new people who are more qualified. Forget about credentials, folks. It doesn't mean anything. You want to call someone a doctor today when doctors and hospitals were getting bonus money for COVID diagnosis? I talked to somebody yesterday who's an attorney, and she said her mother, it was either her mother or her husband's mother died, and the powers that be offered her $9,000 to keep her mouth shut to say it was a COVID death. This is what's happening behind the scenes. These people are getting money for remdesivir therapy. These people are getting bonus money for not just a death certificate, but even a diagnosis. That's not being a diagnostician. Okay, I got to move on here. Many people fully vaxxed against COVID-19 are now going blind. Am I scaring people? I hope so. Here's a quote. Guess who this is from? It's nice that some people idolize me and put me on a pedestal. It's on video. You know who said that? Fauci. Fauci. The man, the Dr. Mengele of the United States. Next. Medical police state whistleblowers raise the alarm about devastating vaccine injuries while the medical supply chain is collapsing. Don't look over there. Look over here, folks. It's the whole gambit. It's all connected. Next, top Australian doctor who aggressively promoted COVID-19 vaccines breaks her silence and admits she and her partner were both injured by the vaccines. And this is titled karma. But you know what else is titled, folks? It should be titled intellectual laziness. Because
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. At least 25 people have died as a result of a winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday And that's not all. Today and tomorrow, Wednesday, they will be having more cancellations. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Fortunately, we know that there will be more numbers that will be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial.
Incoming Congressman George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in two interviews Monday of embellishing parts of his resume and said that he still plans to be sworn in at the start of the new Congress January 3rd. Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Colts 20-3. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Watch it. Oh, something happened. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my when you go to the DC, you're for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Rich Stevens with us, and I have an exclamation point to Rich. I'll paraphrase it. Rich says, no one's doing a job. He says it over and over and over and over again. Well, here's just one exclamation point. So this U.S. representative-elect, George Santos, he got elected or selected or both. But the Republican Party didn't do its job. The New York media didn't do its job. No one researched the background of this total fraud. So here he is. He's headed toward Congress. He is going to be sworn in. He is a lying sack of protoplasm. No one's doing his job. Exclamation point. Rich, I have a question. I believe you mentioned something about a grandfather with a tear in his eye. About, was that about saying it's okay to take the jab, and then he realized that he enabled his family to commit suicide? Is that what you're talking about?
No. A lot of people know I'm on national radio, and they ask me a lot of questions, and they hear, you know, and I still have a few more articles I want to give in this category, by the way. And they hear that they've been played, they've been conned, they've been duped, they've been used by their own government and big corporations with this death jab. And they're coming up to me, parents, grandparents, and they're saying, Rich, I just, you know, I didn't do my homework. I listened to a doctor that was bought and paid for. I listened to my neighbor. I listened to this person, that person. And you could tell in the beginning when the shots first came out, there was a lot of people very curious and had red flags up, and that's why they were going, hey, did you get your COVID shot yet? Because they were looking for approval by other people, and they didn't take it to the level that they should have and done their own reading, research, and vetting process. So I have a lot of people coming up to me and saying, Rich, what have I done? I gave the okay thumbs up to my kids and my grandkids that it's okay to take the shot. And there's a lot of people getting very pissed off right now.
That's exactly what I meant, Rich. That's exactly what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're talking about jab regret from the lack of study, from the lack of information. Class, you've got to be beyond stupid to have to be anyone who would say, yeah, stick that in my arm. I don't know what it is, but y'all say it's good, so yeah, go ahead and do it and mix it in with my blood. Go ahead and do it. That sounds good to me. You got to be beyond stupid to do that.
Well, think about this, folks. Look at all the red flags that we've given. Look at the fact that the CDC rushed Rochelle Walensky, that I talked about already earlier, and the FDA, or 30,000 personnel, got exempt from the jab. How about Congress, exempt from the jab? How about the White House, exempt from the jab? U.S. Postal Service, who was basically complicit in election fraud, which we gave articles on, exempt from the jab. How about Health and Human Service employees, 80,000 of them, exempt from the jab? Illegal unvetted immigrants, 6 million plus, exempt from the jab. Over 8 million Chinese exchange students, exempt from the jab. Look, people... This is why everybody's leaving the mainstream media and going to the new media, the alternative media, the independent media, whatever the heck you want to call us, because people are hungry for the truth. But as we always say, don't believe a word that we say. I try to rattle off as much information and wake up as many people as I possibly can. But you need to read. You need to research. You know, just like this, I don't know where the commercial came in to break up this last article I discussed, but about this top Australian doctor who aggressively promoted COVID vaccines. She broke her silence, and she had a partner where they were both injured, and the title of the article is Karma. This is a doctor. See, this is the intellectual laziness of a lot of people, okay? They get their degree, and all of a sudden, oh, I know it all, I'm an expert, and what I say is golden. But they don't do their reading and research. They just listen to the Rockefeller synthetic medicine garb, and they just go along with it because all they heard it was okay. Or they read a study that was totally illegitimate and didn't even dissect it like a Karen Kingston does, like a Dr. Elizabeth Eads does, like a Sherry Tenpenny does. Look, I've given hundreds of these people, Mike Adams, Dr. Brian Artist. Oh, man, that guy is a genius. There's so much evidence, so much information. I literally will watch an hour interview, and I'll give you a two-minute bullet point. And I'm looking at the time here, folks. This is just a bridge to go on to the next article because I tried to speed things up so fast because I have limited time. Now the
Rich,
Biden administration is saying Alzheimer's is tied to racism. You can't make this crap up, folks. This is how stupid they think you are. How many times are we given spike proteins going into the brain and affecting cognitive your cognitive ability. The vaccinates. In fact, here is an article that says it. I wasn't even planning on getting into it today, but I'm going to do it. Vaccicarditis, vaccinants, and vaccimentia are all on the increase thanks to the Wuhan spike protein boosters and toxic seasonal flu shots. There you go. Okay. Life expectancy drops to the lowest level in 25 years. You know what the biggest decline is, folks? Ages 35 to 44. Is that the millennials? 35 to 44. That's not old age. Next. VP of German Parliament calls for full investigation into COVID vaccine injuries and deaths. The independent media, folks, not all of us, but a lot of us, we were saying this for over 2 years. Two flipping years. Next, Dr. Lee Merritt says SARS-CoV-2 is a genetically engineered bioweapon. We've been given that information for 2 years. Dr. Lee Merritt is another person that is a 10 on how we should rate individuals, and that's the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. If you want us to blow smoke up your butt so you can feel good, so we can be liked, don't tune in to USAPrepares.com. Next, cardiologist sounds alarm over COVID vaccine, says more doses mean greater heart risk. Folks, we've given the information. More doses means greater risk of everything because your immune system is being more compromised. We've given I don't even know how many articles on this. Next, mRNA vaccines increase risk of contracting COVID-19. Each booster shot raises risk even more in a study of 51,000. Keep in mind, folks, Karen Kingston, I paraphrase her a lot. She is one of the few 11s out there on the pick effect. And she says that mRNA vaccines can't infect a human unless it's merged with lipid nanoparticle technology. And she has the patents, she has the receipts, she has all the information. Okay? This lipid nanoparticle technology is in the vaccine. This is the bioweapon. And if it's in your bloodstream, you're basically a gain-of-function lab infecting other people. That's in the DARPA paperwork. This is paraphrasing from Karen Kingston. It's a weaponized code. Keep in mind, okay, I can go off into so many tangents, but all the time. George Stephanopoulos, producer, dies suddenly at 37. I'm sure that was a coincidence. UFC Hall of Fame fighter dies suddenly at 45. I could do this whole two-hour broadcast, people, on just the last two articles of people who are dying suddenly. Next, ABC News journalist breaks her silence, reveals she developed heart condition due to COVID vaccine. People, you can't wait till it happens to you. That's not being an American. You have to read, you have to research, you have to have uncomfortable conversations with other people about what's happening. Next, COVID shots damage heart in all recipients, study finds. All recipients. What's another term for all? Everyone. Next. Washed up Hollywood nobody, Sean Penn says it's time for unvaccinated to be in prison. Do you remember when I gave the article, probably, I know it was at least a year ago, probably close to two, where 50% of the Democrats wanted everybody jailed if you didn't take the death jab. These people are panicking, folks, because you're waking up. And I wish we could have saved more people. And that's why I spend so... Look, I would love to talk about preparedness. I would love to talk about off-grid living, about hunting and fishing, about edible and medicinal plants, about gardening. That's what... We were going to spend some more time on that today. But we got to save lives. We got to wake people up. We got to realize the whole system is corrupt and manipulated, and we, the people, have to be the judge and jury. Next. Start up releasing particles into the atmosphere to stop climate change. This is a great article for put in food and water. Just saying. And I'm gonna stop right here, Vince. I'm gonna give you the last couple of seconds of the program. I apologize for going off into this old tangent, but I didn't even come close to finishing. There's an article and a picture about a 1942 crowded DC diner. You know what the title is, Vince? Everybody looks so fit. Do you know the average American? I remember reading this article like 3-4 years ago. It's probably way worse. The average American is 40 pounds overweight. That includes both sexes. And just to put it in perspective, people, just carry around a 5-gallon bucket of water and see how much stress it puts on your spine, your joints, and your body if you want to know how much 40 pounds is. Vince, I apologize, but I just feel this is so important. If you want to go into for the last few seconds of the broadcast, please take me where you want to go.
Well, we have more than the last few seconds. We are in the second to the last segment. We're winding that down, but then
right.
We have one more segment to go
right.
After that. But you mentioned a company, and correct me if I'm wrong. You're talking about a company called, quote, Make Sunsets, end quote, Make Sunsets. This is a new startup company. I believe this is the one you're talking about. Tell me if I'm wrong about
mentioning this. Was that referring to, Vince?
Well, you talked about geoengineering, climate engineering. This is a new startup company. They received $750,000 in venture capital. They were incorporated in October of 2022, but prior to that, they had their first launch in Baja, California. And what they did was they had a balloon, and they filled the balloon with some amount of sulfur dioxide, which is toxic to people, it's toxic to animals, and it's toxic to plants. They added some helium to make this balloon lighter than air, and off the balloon went until it exploded, releasing the sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about this.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control.
Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Achievements with us. Rich, I believe you're talking about this company called Make Sunsets. And it's a startup company. It got $750,000 in venture capital funding. And they loaded a balloon with some amount of sulfur dioxide, which is toxic to humans, to animals, and to plant life. And they added helium to make this balloon lighter than air. And off it went until it exploded. And there's not a lot of details about exactly where they did, because these people are criminals, guilty of omnicide, killing everything. And if you think about it, class, the reason that you can buy low sulfur diesel fuel is because the federal government forced the fuel manufacturing companies, the oil companies, forced them to take the sulfur, which was the lubricant, in the diesel fuel that protected the diesel fuel injection pumps. That was the lubricant. They forced the oil companies to take sulfur out so that your diesel fuel injection pumps would blow up sooner. And I'm talking thousands of dollars per diesel fuel injection pump without the labor to replace it. It's a big, complicated problem. And so because the sulfur is so dangerous, it was removed. And I think that's a good thing. However, these guys, Make Sunsets, the corporation, these guys are releasing that toxin into the air. That is a criminal activity in my book. I think these guys should be stopped. Who gives them the right to pollute everyone's atmosphere that we all breathe and rely on? And without it, we're dead in 3 minutes. That's one thing. And I believe that's who you were talking about, Rich. Is that correct?
I don't know if that, you know, there's so much information I gave, Vince. I apologize.
I believe those are the guys.
To humans, to food, to drugs, to health care. Forceful obsolescence is being used everywhere to take down our country, take down the West, and take down the world, because they want depopulation. They have longevity techniques, and they don't want to share new technologies like flying cars. They don't want to share it with the people. They want all of the wealth, the consolidation of power, money, control to go to their kids and not to you.
All right, so Rich, here's...
When you delegitimize work and you eliminate value across the board because of it, and you give free lunch to the elite, nothing is earned. It's just death, destruction, treason and sedition. And this is basically a lot of the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. People are afraid to say something. See, this is basically what I'm saying is a solution. The solution is we need to speak up. We can't be afraid to be called a name. We can't be afraid, you know, to do this or to say that. We can't allow people who feel entitled to play the victim group status card or the nepotism connection card to basically get all the jobs when it's not earned, when there's no value. Okay, we don't even have a rule of law. Our judges aren't even doing their job. I mean, our judges are going after we the people, the little people. You might as well make one of my dogs or cats a judge because they're not doing their job. Nobody's doing their job. You know, all this talk about, oh, we're going to get them. You know, we have all the information. We have all the black books for all the pedophiles on Epstein Island. Oh, yeah, we have this. But no one's doing anything. But we have Hunter Biden's laptop, which proves everything that's criminal against the Biden family, and nothing's getting done. So, Vince, it's very frustrating. The only way, this is why I say this stuff, the only way, Vince, we have a chance on getting out of this is if we, the people, stand for principle. I have a very simple definition for principle. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And the third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. We're not even close to getting those three accomplished. Not even close. We, the people, are the only ones that's going to be able to do it because no one is doing their job. And that's especially true for government employees and big corporations. So that's the only way.
So, Rich, here's a simple search. Class, just look up two words, make, M-A-K-E, and the second word, sunsets, S-U-N-S-E-T-S. And you will see what we're talking about, this global engineering startup that needs to be stopped immediately. They need to be shut down. Rich, I had a question for you, and that is, we say here at USA Prepares, don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word we say. Don't believe a word we say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. You listen to other media. I hardly ever do. I did once last week. Are we the only ones that say that, Rich? Do the other guys not say, don't believe us? Or do they want you to believe their folderol?
Look, there's a lot of good, credible alternative media out there. And I don't believe they say that exact thing. But they say other things that imply something similar. The good ones. The people who believe that everything, the corrupt, is taken over.
Mm-hmm. Class, thank you so much for being with us today. See you tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. Rich, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.